name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the Sunday, as you know, but not simple Sunday. We have today also a great holiday, and the holiday is of the meeting of the Lord in the temple. The Lord was brought in on the 40th day with his mother to the temple, and Simeon had waited for him for over 200 some odd years. He was waiting for him to come, and the Holy Spirit told him to come to church, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and he came to save him, and he can be released from this world. My beloved, at that time already people lived 70, 80 years, and he lived close to 300 years waiting for the Jesus Christ to come. And of course this is a major feast day we started. It wasn't in the beginning. In the beginning it wasn't considered as celebrated as one of the 12 major feast days. But then there was a terrible famine and people were dying. 5,000, 10,000 a day. They were dying. It was a plague that took over. And then the when the shakes, the earthquakes were destroyed all the big buildings in the city, and then an angel came and told them to celebrate, make the holiday of the meeting of the Lord in a church, make it a major feast day. And they had an all-night vigil. And after they had the all-night vigil, they went in a procession, and all this earthquake stopped, and all of the famine stopped, and all the terrible sickness stopped. And from that moment on, the church made it the holiday to be every time 40 days after the Nativity of the Lord to celebrate that holiday. But of course today we also have in the Lenten Triodion, which we have, it is called the Last Judgment. We remembering the Lord has told us how the Last Judgment is going to be in the Gospel. We heard it today, and the Lord has told us that he is going to come and separate the people, some on the right and some on the left, and on the left will be the sheep, and on the left will be the goats, and on the right will be the sheep. My beloved, when then he approaches or tells to the ones that are on the right, and he said, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in jail, you came to me. When I had no place to live, you gave me shelter. And you have done all those things, and for that reason, come to my kingdom and rejoice in the place that was prepared for you from the beginning of times." And they said to him, "Lord, we never have seen you. We have not done anything to you like that." And he said, "Well, whatever you did to the smallest, you did to me." And so he had taken it, everything that we do to the smallest, we do it to him. But then he approaches the ones on the left, and he said to them, "When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me drink. And when I needed shelter, you didn't give me shelter. So go away from me into the place prepared for the evil one." And because you have not showed any love for me. But then they said, "Lord, we have never seen you. If we would have seen you, known that it was you, maybe we would have done those things." But of course, that wasn't the case. The Lord told them also, "What you didn't do to your neighbor or to your smallest one, you didn't do it to me." He takes it all personally. If I go visit the sick, I'm going visiting not just the sick, I'm going visiting my Lord. If I blaspheme or get get mad at my neighbor, I get mad at my Lord. If I do good to my neighbor, if I give him shelter, if I clothe him, I do that all to my Lord. And if I don't do any of those things, then of course I don't do it to my Lord. He takes it so personally because he loves us so much. He loves us. He, as you know, he had given his life for us. He has came on this earth and he's taken everything that we do to each other as if we're doing it to him. If it's good, then he is happy about it and is going to give us a great reward for it. But if it's not good, then he is going to be upset and he is not going to give us the reward for it, but he is going to let us go and perish together with those who do evil. Maybe love, so easy would be for us to love our Lord, to see our Lord in every neighbor, in our loved ones, in our close friends, in our family members, in brothers and sisters, husbands and a wife, and relatives, and friends and enemies. If we see an enemy that is being about to drown or is in trouble and is starving, we should go and help him. And we should give him food and give him to drink and give him clothes if that's what he needs, and be good to him. And thus we will do good to our Lord. He will accept that. And we also can soften the person's heart and make him to change, to turn, to be good. My beloved, this is what it's all about. We are entering closer now, one more week. This week is already without meat, and next week, then after that, will be the already beginning of the Great Lent. And so we have to try to do as much good as we can to everybody else. Everybody knowing that by doing it to everybody else, we're doing it to the Lord. And he will give us a reward for that because he loves everyone so much. And he doesn't want us to be giving any kind of hard time or bad time to anybody. He wants us to be able to love, as he said, to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We never want to do evil to ourselves. We don't want to starve ourselves or to be without water if we are so thirsty. And we are trying to make sure that we're not too cold and not too hot. And we're doing all those things. We're trying to do good to ourselves. Well, the Lord said to us in the scripture that we have to do the same thing to our neighbor as we want things for ourselves. And as we want our neighbors to do to us, we should do to them. May God bless you and give you strength to go through all what we have to go through, the narrow, thorny road that will lead to the resurrection. And the greatest joy, the more we struggle this great Lent, the more joy we'll have at the end when the time is for us to hear that Christ is risen. Amen. God bless you.